This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. School districts are trying to figure out how to safely bring students back into schools in the fall. And one big question mark is what instruction will look like for band and choir. If you think about students standing together playing brass or woodwinds or singing, there's potential for the coronavirus to spread in the air through droplets. So groups, including the National Association for Music Education, are giving districts guidance on how to reduce risk. Gail Selhorst is Visual and Performing Arts Manager for Seattle Public Schools. She says one thing that may change is to conduct music classes in larger spaces.
So even looking at gyms or moving outside or being in the cafeteria where they can be socially distanced and still maintain their large ensemble size.
Selhorst says many students develop a community through music classes, and district leaders hope that will continue, even if school does not resume with a traditional 5-day-a-week in-person schedule. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.